If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Ni Leak's son was served legal papers related to the alleged $30,000 his ex claims he owes in unpaid child support. Documents obtained by RadarOnline.com reveal that a deputy from the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Department personally served Bryson Bryan on March 5th at 4:15 p.m. As this outlet exclusively reported, Bryson's ex Simone Davis, whose real name is Aaron, filed a lawsuit last month, claiming he hasn't paid any of the monthly $708 support for their son, Blaze, which was supposed to begin on August 1, 2020. According to Simone, Nene's son hasn't paid her a dime in court-ordered child support since he was declared Blaze's biological father in July 2020. She said the amount has inflated to $29,736 over the years. Not only did Simone want Bryson to cough up the dough, but she also demanded that he be locked up in jail. Bryson's ex claimed he's able to perform what the court ordered as to his child support obligations, and his refusal to do so is willful, which is why she said he belongs behind bars, according to the lawsuit. The respondent should be held in contempt and incarcerated for failure to comply with the court's order, the suit stated. Before taking legal action, Simone revealed to RadarOnline.com that she had considered suing him as far back as last year over the alleged unpaid support. She also addressed her concerns after Bryson was arrested for fentanyl possession in July 2023. As this outlet reported, Nene's oldest son was taken into custody for felony possession of fentanyl and a misdemeanor for loitering/prowling. The former Roa star's other son, Brent Leakes, was dragged into his sibling's mess. Bryson claimed to be Brent at the time of his arrest. When his real identity was uncovered, Bryson was slapped with an additional charge for giving a false name, address, or birthdate to a law enforcement officer. While Bryson allegedly hasn't shelled out child support, he somehow posted his $6,100 bond to get out of jail, although he spent 3 months in the slammer before he was freed. The bond was broken up as $1,850 for the loitering charge, $1,850 for giving law enforcement a false name, and $2,400 for possession of a Schedule II controlled substance.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.